This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
How it works for the Pope. Pope wants to fix the Catholic Church. I'm saying this is a lifelong Catholic. I was baptized Catholic. I was First Communion is a Catholic. Confirmation is a Catholic. He ought to fix the Catholic Church and concentrate on his work and leave border enforcement to us. He wants to attack us from securing our border. He's got a wall around the Vatican, does he not? So he's got a wall around to protect his people and himself, but we can't have a wall around the United States. So I wish he'd stick to the Catholic Church and fix that and leave border enforcement to us.
So there's Tom Homan, the border czar, says he's a lifelong Catholic. And I guess the Pope has been making some comments about the American plan to secure their borders and to remove illegal aliens from our country. Let's ask our friend Dory Murdoch what he thinks about that. Nationally syndicated columnist, Project 21 ambassador, and a Fox News contributor, and our friend here on Wednesdays on the Annie Fry Show. Welcome back to the show, Dory. Good to have you.
Great to be with you again, Annie.
So, you know, every day we come to work or you open up the news and Donald Trump has done it again. He continues to fulfill his promises. And the border security and his follow through on this, specifically with Tom Homan, is my favorite thing that he has followed through on so far. And it's making some people upset across the world.
Yeah. And as you say, the results are incredibly dramatic. This just figures came in through Bill Malusian, who's does such a great job at Fox News. His sources reported that, I think for the month of since February 1st, number of gotaways at the border, 132 per day. Compare that to the peak under Joe Biden when the border was just completely ripped open, 1,800 per day back in fiscal year 2023. So 1,800 per day fiscal year 2023. Now under Trump, 132. That's a 93% decrease.
That's crazy.
And we're just getting started. I mean, that's just within, like, you know, the first 3 weeks of this man's presidency, his second presidency. So it's astonishing. And apparently there are caravans that have been trying to come up from, you know, Guatemala, Honduras, and Mexico, and they're just turning around and going home and saying, all right, I guess that's not going to work, and going back and doing the right thing, which is, if you want to come to the United States, great, go to the U.S. Embassy, fill out a visa application, and wait in line like everybody else.
So, you know, one of the criticisms of Donald Trump, I guess it's from the Pope, what he said here in a letter, I exhort all the faithful of the Catholic Church and all men and women of goodwill not to give in to narratives that discriminate against and cause unnecessary suffering to our migrant and refugee brothers and sisters. I mean, it's really a matter of definitions, I guess, because when he says that, and I'm reading this from work that you have put together here, when I'm reading that, what is a migrant and what is a refugee in the United States right now? Because there's a lot of people here who may not qualify for that status, and yet they're getting lumped into that status.
Well, this is a trick the left always plays. You know, if you say, look, you know, I think that the illegal alien situation in America is out of control, they'll say, why do you hate immigrants? look, almost every American is for it. Legal immigration. If you show up at an airport or a border crossing and you have a passport with an American visa on it, 99% of the country says, great, come on in, work hard, you know, save your money, obey the law, and we will welcome you as, you know, a foreigner, somebody with a green card, and eventually, if everything goes right, you'll be an American citizen, and people will do cartwheels. You break into our country, that's another story. So here again, the Pope is playing games and lumping together people who are migrants. Migrant, to me, says you come in, you stay for a while, and you leave. That doesn't mean you break in, you stay. Number one, refugees, meaning you're escaping a war or famine or you're a political prisoner or potential political prisoner, something like that, or you're a legal immigrant. You know, those people all have perhaps, if not a right to be here, maybe a right to be treated well, if you want to put it like that, versus illegal aliens who break into this country. And even beyond that, the Pope said that there's talk about the idea of the Good Samaritan, and that these people should be meditating on the love that builds a fraternity open to all without exception. And when he says without exception, I wonder if he's referring to people like the illegal alien armed robbers, child molesters, child pornographers, rapists, the killers of MS-13, mass murderers of Trinidad, Aragua, and even terrorists who are connected with ISIS and Al-Qaeda. Those are the kind of people that Donald J. Trump and Kristi Noem, the DHS secretary, and border czar Tom Homan have been booting out of this country, thankfully. And I guess the Pope objects to that, thinks that these people ought to be welcome to our country and greeted as our newest Americans.
Yeah, I watch when Trump is being criticized by high-profile people like the Pope. He certainly has influence over many Americans, but many people worldwide. I feel as though Donald Trump came in this second term, maybe with that little bit of a that I was going to say purgatory of 4 years between, but I don't know if that's the appropriate use of purgatory in this context. But this break that he had, where he had 4 years to think about what he wanted to do, 4 years to watch what he had built be destroyed intentionally by the only policy that Joe Biden and his administration had, which was the other thing that Trump did. Let's undo it.
Un-Trump agenda.
The un-Trump agenda, exactly. But when you see the Pope saying things like this, does it ever make you raise your eyebrow and think, I wonder if that's going to get to Donald Trump? Or do you feel like he's got the resolve that he knows exactly what he needs to do and he's going to get it done?
Oh, I think he'll get it done. I think he's totally focused on this and he's getting the results he wants. And last I saw, the Trafalgar polling company has him at 54% approval. He's more popular than he's ever been. He's more popular than he ever was in his and also, you know, you look back at November of last year, I saw these figures and I was surprised, actually, when I researched this article that's in the American Spectator, by the way. It's not quite there yet, but keep an eye on the American Spectator, and that'll be there hopefully tonight or early tomorrow. Back in 2020, Joe Biden beat Trump among Catholics 52% to 47%. Last November, 2024, Trump won the Catholic vote 59% to 39% for Kamala Harris. So he went from losing the Catholic vote by 5 points to winning it by 20. So when the Pope attacks Trump, he's also attacking his own brothers and sisters in faith in the Catholic Church, who knew exactly what Trump wanted. There was no secret about wanting to rebuild the wall and close the border and engage in mass deportation. He talked about this as, you know, rally after rally, podcast after podcast. And yet, just, you know, either because of that or in spite of that, 20% won a 20% margin with Catholics. So the Pope is totally out of step with this. And, you know, as Tom Homan pointed out, the hypocrisy here is just staggering. You know, he's spoken out, the Pope has spoken out against walls. If you build a wall to keep foreigners out, you are, quote, not a Christian, unquote. He lives behind a 39-foot high wall in the Vatican. Trump's wall is only 30 feet. So the Pope's wall is 9 feet taller than Trump's. So, as I said in my piece, if this really bothers the Pope so much, Your Holiness, tear down that wall. If it did that, you know, you could take him seriously, perhaps.
You guys make me start coughing again. Troy Murdock with us right now. Fox News contributor, nationally syndicated columnist. I love a Reagan reference. I want to ask you about the confirmation process that Donald Trump he's having win after win. It's just wins upon winning, like so much winning. Tulsi Gabbard's
too much winning.
Tulsi Gabbard's confirmation has taken place now, which some people question whether that would happen. RFK Jr. is on deck here to be next. Is there anything, do you see any major roadblocks in Donald Trump's way to continue to get his America First agenda accomplished?
You know, I don't, as far as the confirmations go. I think part of it is, politicians know, if there's one skill politicians really master, it's reading polls. And as I say, for Trump to have 54% approval and for him to be as popular as he's ever been with win after win after win, and not just 9 to 5 or 9 to 6. I mean, he had, 10:30, 10:45 p.m. last night. He welcomed Mark Fogle, the American teacher who had been held against his will in Russia for, I think, 2.5, 3.5 years, something like that. Joe Biden was there, couldn't get him out. Trump shows up within, 22, 23 days, and here he comes, and he's visiting Trump at the White House at, 10:45 at night. The man never sleeps. And I just think with all the momentum Trump has, apparently, I guess we're going to get another hostage out today, or not hostage, but another person who's been being held inappropriately, I guess is going to be released today, according to the State Department. It's just, victory after victory. It's not like two or three a week or two or three a day. I mean, it's literally about every hour or two. I've been just jotting them down, and I can't write quickly enough. It's staggering. So I think that people see a winner, they know a winner, they want to be associated with a winner. If Trump were down...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
45% or 40%, and really taking a lot of heat, and the criticism stuck, and that sort of thing. I think people like Mitt Romney, I always keep saying Mitt Romney, I mean to say Mitch McConnell and Lisa Murkowski, and maybe Lindsey Graham occasionally, and some of these other folks might think, well, let's jump off the ship and start, causing grief for Trump. But they just see this bandwagon just rolling along with increasing momentum, and they want to jump on it and hold on for dear life and enjoy the ride rather than get run over by it. Although Mitch McConnell, I guess, maybe likes being under the bus rather than in the bus.
Jory Murdoch speaking with us. Before I let you go, do you remember Joe Biden? Because it's kind of hard to. We had so weak conversations.
Ooh, Joe, what was that name, Joe? What did you say?
Yes, exactly. Like, if you think back on the conversations that you and I were having every week during the Joe Biden administration, it was just so awful every single week. And Donald Trump hasn't even been in office for a month. And it's like, completely and totally forgettable about what Joe Biden had done to this country?
Forgettable, erasable, if you will. Trump's executive orders have erased almost everything that Biden did. I mean, his legacy is just pretty much, you know, just gone. And I think also people, whether they agree or disagree with Trump, you know, even his critics have got to say, look, the guy gets up early in the morning, he goes to sleep late, he gets a lot done between when he opens his eyes, when he closes them back and puts his head on the pillow. And just that level of energy and engagement and activity and leadership, I think, really stuns people, especially after 4 years of you know, this guy just sort of sleepwalking through the presidency and getting things accomplished, like getting these hostages out, like closing the border, like getting Canada and Mexico to put their own troops on the northern and southern borders, getting Maduro, the dictator of Venezuela, to agree to take the Trinidad-Aragua guys back to Venezuela and pay for the flights. I mean, this sort of stuff, and Trump makes it look easy. I mean, it looks like he does it just like, you know, like people just stand up and walk across the room. And you compare that to Biden, who spent so many years just getting so little accomplished. And here comes Trump, and it's just almost effortlessly. It's just victory after victory after victory after victory. And people see that, and you're, not only is Joe Biden forgotten, but I think he's forgettable. And I think he even looks worse in retrospect, because we can sort of all think, well, if he just exhibited, you know, 10 or 15 or 20% of the energy and focus and drive that that Trump has in spades, how much more he could have accomplished. Maybe not necessarily things you and I might have liked, but, you know, at least the left could say, look, he could have gotten this, that, and the other done. And instead, he just, every year that went by, he was just more disengaged, low energy. Towards the end, I believe he spent some time in the American Virgin Islands around Christmas, and then he went to Wilmington, to his home, and then he went straight to Camp David. I mean, the guy wasn't even phoning it in. He wasn't even on the phone.
That's so true. Oh, it's good to be on this side of it with you, Droy. I just enjoy our Wednesday conversations now. They're always enjoyable, but they're even more fun now.
Absolutely.
For some reason.
You bet.
Droy,
nice,
thanks.
It's nice to win, isn't it?
Yes. It's so nice to win. And it's good to have you here with us, Droy. Thanks for being with us again.
All right, Andy. Thanks very much. Bye now.
Bye-bye. Droy Murdoch, nationally syndicated columnist, Project 21 ambassador, Fox News contributor. Another Fox News contributor right around the corner, our friend Joe Concha. You got to buckle up for Joe Concha, because he brings all of it. And he gives you all the details of the things with just a little extra flair. When you hear from Joe Concha on the Andy Frye Show, we love talking to him. The winning is almost excessive, but not quite. We could go a little bit further with the winning, and we'll talk to Joe Concha about that when we come back. So don't miss it. If you want to vote in the YouTube live chat poll, it's a very important poll, folks. The people want to know, are you more concerned about the price of eggs or the price of government? Because if you look at the Democrats, they're the ones, they're kind of like making you choose. Which side are you on, people? We'll be right back.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.